Like I said, next year in Texas.
Little League Field.
It is kind of
your undertaking.
Well, that's where they used to be.
Okay, I'm going to, it's 5:30. I'm going to call this work session meeting to order at 5:30 on March 22nd, 2023. So the purpose of this meeting is to address concerns regarding planting the trees along First and Main Street as part of our downtown beautification project. Some of the concerns that were brought up the other night were that the trees would damage sidewalks. They would damage structures. That trees would grow into power lines. And they would impede traffic on the sidewalks. So I contacted Bo Broden, who is an urban forester from Bend, and he's with us via Zoom. And I'm hoping that he'll be able to alleviate some of those concerns. So Bo, do you want to go ahead and talk? Or do you want us just to ask you questions?
He's muted.
Oh, he has to unmute himself.
Hey, Bo, will you unmute yourself?
How's that?
Perfect. So did you hear what I said, Bo?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Introduce myself. Was that the last thing I heard there?
Kind of. Just said you can go ahead and give us a little overview about the trees that you think would be sufficient or that would work for this project, and why you think those would work.
Yeah, so essentially, first off, I'm Bo Broden. I'm an ISA certified arborist in Bend. I've been doing this for roughly about 10 years now. And I have some other small qualifications, but historically I've been looking at trees for over 10 years and kind of seeing how they grow. So I'm not the absolute expert, but I do have a good handle on how to treat trees to make them successful. I have a good handle on watching trees in the urban environment, because that's mostly what we do. So first off, the whole project here, when Terry came to me, was to try to beautify downtown Fossil. And so I was happy to be a part of that. Trees are something that get overlooked as far as enhancing a city or a space. They have a ton of benefits. So I was super excited to look into this. So when we looked at the streets and kind of the profile, there were a few things that we had in mind. We have the street, we have the building, so we don't want trees impeding personnel. We don't want injuries. We don't want the trees growing up into the power lines. And so we took all of these things into consideration. And also, Fossil is a fairly dry area, but you do have 15 inches of annual precip, and along with a good watering plan, I think any tree could be successful as long as it's drought tolerant. And so what we want to do is tree selection. That's where I'm trying to go here. So first off, I chose a ginkgo tree. They are one of the longest living and fossilized trees, originally from China. The tree that I chose is only supposed to grow upwards of about 18 feet tall. And that's over quite a while, like lifespan. So we could be talking 40 to 60 years. It has a spread of 4 to 6 feet. And essentially it's a columnar fashion tree. So it grows in an upright column fashion. So again, we didn't want to impede traffic. We didn't want to impede personnel. And knowing our height restrictions, I think that this tree will never be large enough to impact a power line or to cause a power outage. The top height of the tree will be small diameter limbs, and if anything, you can prune so that it's not obstructing the power lines, or you can just prune the top of the canopy and keep the tree nice and small. So we have a tree selection, and this we can always discuss this further. I happen to think that it would be a nice tree. has a beautiful fall color. It's a beautiful yellow leaf. It's green throughout most of the growing season. Again, I just feel like this tree would add a lot to the downtown fossil there. So, tree selection. Now let's talk about damages. Please stop me at any time if you have questions. So, damage to sidewalk. You guys just got a re-pour on one of the sidewalk sections, and then you have pavers. So our idea is pavers are nice because they can allow for water to still, you know, get past that layer down into the soil, so that's good for trees. But so really trying to address concerns. I don't know if anybody's ever seen, but you could actually grow trees in containers and they'll grow to a certain size. It's almost like the bonsai. If you ever go, even in Bend here, they have some trees in large containers on the top of buildings. And so since the roots can't fully expand, they're limiting the growth of the tree. So something that I proposed was, well, let's just make a large enough planting site that these trees will be able to root and grow properly, but let's put a barrier. You can actually buy weed or root barriers that go down as far as 36 inches. So we have a few things here. We've got the sidewalk, which is already compacted soil. Trees do not like to grow into compacted soil. They have to be a very vigorous species. So the rate at which a tree would actually grow into that compaction that's rated for the sidewalk, it would be very difficult to do so. Again, very advantageous trees, possibly so. But in this scenario, to avoid any disruption to the sidewalk, I say we dig large planting holes, we install a root barrier so that our roots can get through and potentially break the sidewalk within, let's say, 5 to 10 years. So essentially, we're going to be containering this tree in the space. So what does that mean long term? Well, it means long term, it's going to cap out at some point. It's not like a tree that can continue to grow and keep reaching out, and it has all this space for water and nutrients and so forth. So we will still get a longevity out of the tree. We eliminate the possibility of cracking or heaving on the sidewalk, since that's obviously a very expensive project. So I think that we addressed the potential for roots to get it out of hand. Structure damage, and we have impeding traffic. With the columnar shape of the tree, we are pretty much going to stay out of the way of traffic. So we won't have branches growing horizontally into traffic. I do recommend that we don't plant, it's not this fossil's a huge city, right? So there's not too many intersecting streets, but I do recommend that we don't plant directly right up on a stop sign to impede the view possibly. But other than that, you know, these trees won't be growing out into the buildings, so we won't have any structure damage. And so, not to beat a dead horse, I think we can accomplish having healthy trees as long as there's a maintenance program, and we can keep them alive and enhance the city. At the same time, I think we can do it all without having any of these major issues. So I'll stop talking, and if there's any questions, please go ahead.
So if you have a question, just raise your hand and I'll introduce you to Bo. Carol.
Carol MacInnis. So we were told, and I haven't confirmed it, I was going to call ODOT, that underneath our sidewalks are at least 2 feet of gravel. It's not dirt under there. And so it would have to be planted in some sort of container to be able to be viable.
So your sidewalk, so what about, so the sidewalk should be, you know, crushed rock, obviously, right? But we're going to be planting in the paver area. And I'm guessing the paver area also has crushed rock, just again. You know, usually sometimes people do crush three-quarter minus, or for the most part with pavers, they do sand. at least on the top layer. So under the sidewalk should be larger 3/4 minus rock, but we're going to be planting in the paver areas. So I don't know what that's going to look like, but what we're going to do is after those areas are exposed, we're going to dig them out, and then we're actually going to amend the soil with amendment, and then we plan on using soil that's native to the area. So, you know, if there is gravel, obviously that gravel will have to come out of the hole, and we'll have to get soil in there, and then we'll contain the tree with the barriers. But in order for these trees to be successful either way, I do think that we need to bring amendments in, which was, I'd have to look at the estimate of the total cost, but a portion of that could have already been written into that total cost. But yeah, for the health of and the success of a tree, we should probably bring in at least amendment and use native soil that's there. So is there any more to that, or did I answer that fully?
Thank you, Bo. Anybody else have a question for Bo? A concern?
Well, the native soil kind of concerns me, because if you look behind the elementary school and all those trees that were planted back there in the native soil, and every summer they pay OICC kids to stand there and water, and if you look at those trees, they're not growing.
That's because you're red and ugly. You'd
want
soil, you don't
want
adobe.
Yeah. So this is why.
Well, I'm sure they put, when they did it, they had some kind of dirt.
I'm sorry, Bo, just a
so. Well, yeah, and so there's multiple things to why trees aren't growing. I mean, I think it's your courthouse has some beautiful, huge trees. And regardless of if conditions were, let's say, slightly different 60 years ago with those trees, which I have a feeling fossils always been dry and hot. So you do get some snowpack, you do get some precip, but conditions haven't totally changed. So your soil is actually good. It's loamy, it's sandy, it's good for, you know, as far as not holding water to a point that would be damaging. Water doesn't leave the soil too quickly. So there's multiple things to why trees don't grow properly. One, tree selection. But even at that, like, let's say, okay, let's take a beech tree in a windy location. Certain beech trees don't like wind. That could affect the growth of the tree. It's going to hinder the tree to really prosper because they don't like windy locations, and the leaves are going to dry out, so they can't be fully productive. So part of that battle is tree selection. Another part of that battle is planting, and most people don't know that tree failure, okay, I deal with landscapes on a daily. People have trees that have been planted for 15 years, and then all of a sudden they just stop. A lot of times, what we don't understand is a native tree grows from a seed. So the seed puts out roots in every opportune location. When we take trees that are from a nursery, it's a pretty gruesome process. They go in there and they rip up all these roots and they throw them in a container or a burlap sack, so we've lost a big percentage of our roots. But then also, if you plant a container tree, if you don't go and cut the side of the burlap and open up that root ball, the tree will grow for years in a circle. And eventually it will just choke itself out because the roots, or it won't grow because the roots aren't reaching out to find space. And so this is why I think that what we need to look at is getting the largest planting site possible, so the trees, so the roots have available space to grow. But eventually they're going to be contained like in a container. But we want maximum amount of root space. And that would be from the sidewalk to the edge of the road, and then horizontally we want more room. So there's a few reasons why trees don't grow super well, but your native soil is pretty decent. Central Oregon has nice soil. You pick it up and look at it, it might not look nice, but it actually is pretty nice.
Thank you, Bo. Anybody else have a question for Bo? No? Okay, then Bo, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, no, the last thing, just on the fact of water in there and the kids, probably a great practice to teach the kids because everything takes work. And with newly transplanted trees, there is a window of time where the roots will take 2 to 4 years to set. And so that's why the maintenance program when the trees are planted is crucial, that the trees have the right soil, they have some sort of fertilization, and they're getting water in drought periods, mainly late spring through summer. So again, I did send a link to Terry. Colorado, very similar conditions, less water than we do. They have ginkgo trees. Again, this is one of the longest lived fossilized trees. So I'll stop yakking. If you don't have anything else for me, I guess I'll see myself out.
Thank you, Bo. And I can, with your permission, if somebody has a question later, can I give them your information and they can call you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Email is best.
Email.
I'm usually better at answering that. So the email is urbanforesttreeservice@gmail.com.
And I have that email if anyone wants it later on. If you think of something, if you go home and you want to ask Bo, we can send him an email.
Yeah, and I guess the last thing I say is, by no means am I, you know, I fall timber in the fire season. I'm not a tree hugger, and I think a lot of people in Eastern Oregon probably are. But I think there's good. I think there's something to be said about spaces that give off energy. They give off beautification. They can cool the building. So there's, I mean, you talk about how hot it gets in Fossil, and if you have trees eventually that are going to cool the streets or cool the buildings as kids or people are walking up and down them. And then just the beautification aspect. I mean, trees, you know, buy a house in a cul-de-sac with no trees, or you look at the property value compared to that, to a property that has overgrown trees or mature trees that add to the space. I really do think trees will add to the downtown city Fossil. I just think we need to be as smart as we can be. So I appreciate your meeting to try to improve on what we can do. So,
Bo, I do have, Bo, we do have one more question. Glenda?
Oh, I came in late, but do you have an approximation of how much water each tree takes?
So I don't really go off an approximation because really we have to see what the soil is doing. I would guess that during the hottest portions of summer, each tree would have to be saturated, depending on the space, with, I'm going to say, probably 2 to 5 gallons of water, possibly once a week. What we need to make sure is, if the soil, first we need to see how it's retaining water, and then we really need to develop the schedule based on water the tree, maybe give it 2 to 5 gallons, come back in the morning or the next day, dig 2 inches down. It's kind of the common sense practice for watering trees. What is our soil doing? Is it holding any moisture? Then the tree can continue. We just don't want dry soil. So it's going to be a little bit of a process to figure out exactly what they need, but more water is usually better, especially in sandy, loamy soils, because it does drain more than something with clay in it. So yeah, we just want to be cognizant. So we are going to have to use water. This is not going to be fully native until the trees actually root themselves and can be sufficiently grow on their own. And even at that, I would still add water because you're asking for an issue. But you would really dial back how much water you give the trees.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else have a question for Bo? Bo, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Of course, I came in late. I mean, is that tear up the sidewalk and put the trees in?
No.
Sure.
Because they're going to put a root barrier that it's like planting a tree in a container, but it'll be underground. So there won't be any roots that will come up to the sidewalk or go into the structures of the buildings.
Oh, so very large planters.
Kind of, but not really. So it'll be he'll dig a big hole and
in the brick area?
Yep. And then put a root barrier, so you'll plant your tree within that, but there will be enough room for it to gather to grow its roots. And and it won't.
And who would be responsible for the watering? And where would the water come from?
From the city of Fossil, and we have summer help that will, and Bill will coordinate that, but we've talked about how we are going to water that. And you heard him say it's not going to take a ton of water. 2 to 5 gallon once a week, that's way less than I thought it would be.
Imagine in a planter, though, it will need every year.
It's not a planter that is going to be. Yeah, it's going to be like a netting. There's going to be, yes.
It's probably going to need more water than he thinks because our side of the street, as you know, is blistering hot. And I can't keep planters with flowers alive. They are crispy, burnt, no matter how much I water them. So it's going to take a little bit more than 2 to 5 gallons a tree.
But on the other side, gets no sunshine, and it's
right.
Shaded the entire time, so it'll level out eventually.
Right. Well, and like he said, he's going to write up a maintenance program for us. He's going to help us figure out the right amount of water, how often we need to water, how to amend the soil, how to fertilize it. And so.
Has this been voted on by the city council since all of these?
So.
Because I, real quick, and I'm against the trees. I'm all for beautification. If you want to put them in a planter or whatever above ground, that's fine with me. I'm all for city beautification. I'm not into the sidewalks. I did get a hold of Jeff Bailey, and he's not either. I got a letter here from him.
I don't know who Jeff Bailey is.
CEO of the Bank of EO, president.
Of the what?
Bank of
Eastern Oregon.
Oh.
He said, he spoke to Karen. I got an email from him.
But he hasn't heard all the information from what we just heard.
I heard it, and I'm still up for it. I mean, it's still trees, and it's not 5 to 10 years down the road. You're looking at what it's going to do 20 to 30 years down the road.
So the tree that he's recommending, doesn't matter how many years, maximum height is 18 feet.
It's not. I'm not onto the height thing. I'm into the damage of
the
sidewalk.
But the county's on the height thing.
Yeah, I'm into the damage of the sidewalk and possible damage to my buildings.
Is it deciduous trees that is?
Yeah. So
maples.
No, they're ginkgo. They have a really pretty leaf that's about like this.
There's a picture here.
And the leaf cleanup. Would that be the owners of the buildings they set in front of?
I don't think so. Phil, we want a street sweeper. I don't know how often we use it.
You can't use the street sweeper for that downtown. And how are you going to get them off the sidewalk and when they get up against buildings? And we already have trees that are littering leaves all over downtown. I have a proposal for the budget committee of my own idea how to clean those up. So
anyway, do you want me to read the letter?
So we could clean them up at the same time.
Jeff spoke with Karen. She agrees it's not a good idea. She also mentioned that what she's been hearing, that not many are in favor. And this is from the downtown. This is where the trees are going to go, not out. We also had a contractor at the branch last week looking at some of the things we need done. He also talked about the sidewalk and trees. His comment was that the places that have gone the route of trees are regretting they did so. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. Jeff Bailey, CEO. Like I said, that it's not Glenda, it's not, you know, the people that are across the street or anything, it's the people.
If they want to put them on their property, that's
just that's fine. If they want, and that's my thing. If these guys want trees in front of theirs, that's up to them.
I have some old pictures of Fossil years ago.
Oh, I do too.
When you look down to the street and those beautiful trees were there, that Fossil was absolutely gorgeous.
But there's a reason they're gone, Glenda.
Well,
there's a
they
reason.
Got old and died.
Because they got into the sewer and the water. I've worked with Bob Humphrey for years, and that's why they're gone.
But the root barrier will eliminate that problem. And
he said he's not an expert. Let me just point that out. He did say, I'm not an expert.
He's more of an expert than we are because he's an arborist.
I've seen this stuff before.
So I did talk to, let me just finish and then I'll call on you. I went to Madras and talked to the public works director in Madras. And he said the first trees they put in, they just stuck them in the ground. And they made the sidewalks buckle. He said now, since then, they have always used root barrier. He said they're not having any issues once they've used the root barrier.
Well, I told you that I walked up and down the sidewalk, and it's already starting. If you walk across from where Rio's is.
But those are not the trees that have the root barrier.
Okay. I don't know the difference. How do you know the difference?
Well, I guess I'm taking his word for it. He's the public works director. Julie.
Well, okay, the sidewalks were redone from a grant. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Right.
And has anybody checked with the people who gave us the grant to do the sidewalk to see if that's going to be an issue for maybe getting grants in the future?
I don't know why it was.
You can't, like...
I mean, I don't know if they had, did the grant have any stipulation or anything like that?
Yeah, they're already finished.
But you can't go back. It is a thing, because we've looked at, like, changing the signs on the edge of town, and you can't change them because the grant said you pay for it with this, and this is what you're getting out of it. So that is a valid...
I don't know.
Really a valid concern.
And like I said, I mean, I talked to Kaylee. She wasn't for it. I talked to Kathleen, and she wasn't for it.
I guess I'm confused is because all this was discussed, and as far as I know, voted on by the council and approved, and no one was at that meeting. No one came forward.
I didn't know anything about it until it came out in the paper.
But that's not a valid excuse. You can use that excuse then when we're voting on for city council position, because everybody was going the same argument. So I guess I'm just confused. Why now all of a sudden this has become a very big issue.
City beautification, and I'm for city beautification.
Well,
I didn't hear
trees
in the sidewalk.
Perhaps we could try it and go forward and see.
I'm going to say that there would have been trees here 30 years ago, except for the superintendent we had over the city at the time refused and had a fit. Okay. And otherwise we'd have had trees on the streets at least 30 years ago.
If it would have gone...
Because the regional strategies, I was on regional strategies, Vicki Craig was, several, Jeannie Birch, all of us were for the trees. But the superintendent we had at that time did not want them. And he threw a fit. And I would have said, sorry, go find a new job if it had been up to me.
But it's because of he knows what the problems that they cause?
He was lazy. So. He was lazy on his job for years.
Because there's many cities and many towns that have trees that I've lived in. Madras have them, Redmond have them, Bend has them, Hood River has them, the Dalles has them. A lot of cities use trees. And so I don't know why we would be any different in handling this or having this as part of our beautification process as it being a more of an issue than it would have been in any other town that has done it. So, I mean, right now we're kind of just saying, oh, we're not going to do it because this might happen. And so instead
but
of
I
going, let's go forward.
I own
and
the property.
You don't own the street.
I don't, but I own the building that sidewalk sits in front of.
But you're not going to be, the building is not going to be affected. So you don't
know
the street.
Know?
That's what
we
were told with the sidewalk project.
Yeah. How do you know it's not? How do you know those roots aren't going to go
how
underneath?
How do you know they are?
But why do I want to take that chance? That's my building.
But I think that we have that
is my foundation, and so who's gonna pay for that?
No.
Me.
No.
I'm gonna pay for that if it does.
The attorney's not gonna sign off on
it. I think we have someone to say we're going to be the best that we can and plant the trees that will do the most beautification, the least damage, and. Without you having that knowledge, it sounds to me like...
But you don't have the knowledge that it will.
You don't have the knowledge that it won't.
Okay,
so you don't get to have one say and I
okay.
don't.
Okay, excuse me.
I do because I'm the one that's affected.
Carol.
So, I want to make something clear. The least damage is still damage. If we want trees, but maybe putting the trees in planters is okay,
I'm fine. Yeah.
Why can't we look at that? Because, you know, these are the business owners that might potentially have something affect. And we voted, I want to make this very clear, we voted because we were told that everybody was on board. All the businesses were on board. We voted on that information that we got. That's how that happened.
So when I started to write the grant, year and a half or 2 years ago, I didn't go to every downtown business. I went till I had.
There's not very many of us.
Yeah, so I did go to the ones that. Okay, can I finish? Thank you. I went to the ones that were there on the day I was writing the grant, or that I was gathering information, and on that paper it said gateway signs, trees, and flowers along First and Main. And I got the signatures from those people, 17 of them. So to me, that felt like, wow, that's most of the people in town. And then when we voted to have Bo, I mean, we voted first to allow me to have some money to do the project. Then we voted again to allow Bo to be the person who would do the work, do the planting. So it's actually been discussed and voted on twice at City Council. But I don't want to put a tree in front of somebody's business who doesn't want it. So let's say First Street wants trees. We'll put trees on it. Let's say Main Street doesn't. Maybe one person does. But we won't put them in front of somebody's business that doesn't want them because it's not worth it. I'm sorry?
But I'm on the other side of the road.
Yeah, I know. I wish you had them on your side of the road.
Because the Merck side and the Merck side and her side wouldn't get trees.
Right. Not until we could get new sidewalks.
Well, is that a possibility?
Maybe someday. It's always a possibility to write grants. That's how we got the sidewalks we have.
Well, and like I said, we were taken. So I talked to Kaylee, and Kaylee knew about it, kind of, I guess. Yeah. I talked to Kat, she didn't know anything about it. I haven't contacted the guy that owns the bank building, but I'm guessing he probably doesn't know about it. I did contact the Bank of EO, Jeff didn't know about it, and they own the bank.
Office.
You know, like I said, I mean, there's everybody that it's going to affect didn't know about it.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Okay,
yes.
so who? Why isn't it necessarily true? Let me ask you that.
Alex, did you know about it?
I didn't say. I said
it was part of the signing.
Right.
Everything. Getting trees.
Yeah.
So there's one.
Can we move on?
Yes. We can move on.
Something.
Yes, you may.
I want to say something.
Oh, just, okay. Just,
I want to say something.
All right. Just, everyone will get a chance to speak.
Yeah, I've just been hearing kind of a mixed message. Carol, you said that the plants that you put in the planter in front of your business, you can't keep them watered. But you're recommending that we put the trees in planters when if we put them in the ground, the moisture will maintain better and the roots will have a barrier around them.
Which is essentially like planting them in a planter.
Right, and I also heard Carrie say that she surveyed a majority of the business owners.
I didn't survey everybody, that's correct. Thank you. Kat, did you want to say something
else?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I hadn't decided one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I only came because I am a business mm-hmm. owner and had heard that we had all agreed, which I was just learning of it.
Yeah, I'm not even sure your business was there when I did the survey.
Well, I've had it for 3-4 years.
Okay, well, maybe it was.
I also had a business in John Day where I had 40 deciduous trees. The roots did go into 40 of my spaces, so I spent a lot of time doing roots. Trees are beautiful. I love trees. Mm-hmm. And I also had 40 acres on the hill where I would put in 150 trees every year that you get from the extension office. And then you carry buckets of water, which is nice, but half of them make it, you know. So it would be nice to have trees if they were half above. I know they have to tap into the ground to get some good water, and it won't matter how many years they're there, they're going to have to be watered. And the cleanup, it is all pavement and concrete on all sides. It'll be a constant cleanup yearly, which maybe you got crews or something to haul it off. Just some things to think about. I love trees. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want it right in front of my door or my windows so that the business is still visible. But there's an alleyway, there's between them.
Right. Yes.
And the letter, the thing that you took out for people to sign, do you have a copy of that?
With me, no. Do I have a copy of it somewhere? Yes. I just don't have it with me.
I've seen it, so she does have it.
I just wanted to see who was signing.
Is there any compromise that we can come to? Like half planted above the ground? Is that an option at all?
Well, like she said,
to keep it going
forward?
Put
them in front of your building if you don't want.
If you don't want them in front of your building, they won't go. I think planting them in pots would be not as wise as putting them in the ground with a root barrier, because that's going to be like in a pot, but yet they're getting the groundwater. But again, if you don't want them in front of your business, they won't go.
But
the council needs to vote on that.
Well, the council has voted on it. I guess what the council could vote on is amending it so that you wouldn't put a tree in front of businesses that didn't want them. Marcia?
So if we signed a contract with this guy, have we committed to a certain contract? I mean, are we locked in? Or if we break the contract with him, will we lose?
I don't know. I mean, if you sign a contract, you sign a contract. So
did you ask him?
I have not.
After last council?
I did not ask him that. No. Yes?
Just a question, and I don't know if it was Lana or who talked about possibly putting, you know, like you said, if people want trees, great, but how about putting trees in different spots, like the picnic table up, where the charger is, so people, when people sat, because that's brutally hot right there, so you never see anybody sit at the picnic table. What about trees up there, because that there's nothing in the way up there, is there, Bill?
Isn't that taken away from beautifying downtown?
But I'm not. I'm saying
if we have to do something, if we order trees and we have extra.
If you have extra trees, I mean, people that want trees, what are you doing?
But Coast and Tap Root Runner, like Aspens and Birch.
So basically, we're going to be in
there.
And
there
were. One tree up there is going to be a few trees.
I'm sorry, Carol.
So just to clarify, Kathy, yes, I did say that about my flowers, but I'm just trying to find a compromise. Whether that's in a planner or not, I'm just trying to find a compromise with everybody that'll work for everybody.
Well, and I've heard a compromise that they'll go where they're wanted.
Yep.
They won't go where they're not wanted.
So is that just our
building then?
Is that, is it still going to take away from having the whole downtown looking unified and just having one tree here, one tree there?
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Maybe we'll all be jealous of Alex's tree because it'll be really pretty.
We won't have one.
We can see how it's working out.
Yeah,
right. The fossil experiment.
It can be the experiment.
Perfect.
And I've talked to the people at Shamrock. They're fine with the trees. And
what about the museum?
Well, the museum, it belongs to the city,
road.
So.
I'll take one on my side of the road.
Kind of, it's 50-50 on who's not in favor of the trees and who is.
I don't know how you got 50-50,
well,
but
like,
go ahead.
Just with the discussion, if those who are in favor and you want to make the Main Street and First Street kind of even and the same, why aren't we should kind of look towards maybe the flower pots? And those big ones, or seeing options.
We're doing those anyway.
Okay.
That's already done.
That's
if we have enough money left over.
If we have enough money left.
And then not only that, but we can match the other side of flower pots, the tree.
Already planning. So the main reason for this meeting was to talk about the trees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it said city beautification.
Okay. It did. It did. But the main reason we're having a work session is because of the trees, because that's what people had concerns about.
Jim and Humpins.
So, thank you all for coming, and it'll be on the agenda at the next City Council meeting. We'll talk about it some more. Thank you very much,
thank
and I'll
you.
Call this meeting adjourned.
Oh yeah. I am racking up
starting to pop out everywhere. I just told my skin doctor.
Kept the grant.
he had his can of mace out.
Well, I do really. That's right.